a little bit of time over karaoke.
All right. We doing all right? Okay.
Oh, hey, Felix.
Quiet on the set.
It was over here somewhere.
Hey, Master
Control, I'm recording.
Okay.
Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, artists and exhibitionists, voyeurs and connoisseurs, professors and porn stars, prisoners and guards. All you children of sex, and yes, we are all children of sex, with a capital X. Sometimes triple X. Yes, brothers and sisters. Tonight, we're going to talk about the edge of Triple X adult entertainment and the long, those long, rather grabby arms of the law. Despite the fact that here in America we have a Bill of Rights, the First Amendment of which says Congress shall make no law abridging our freedom of speech, or something like that. Anyway, tonight we are going to talk about our freedom of speech, freedom of expression, artistic freedom, pornographic freedom. Freedom to be a little disgusting. And just how far you can go before they can bust you. Or how far should we let them go before we let them lock up our fellow artists, pornographers, citizens. So, welcome to the womb room, brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners. In the speakeasy in the soul of downtown LA, I am the Reverend Dr. Susan Block, your servant and your mistress of the airwaves. And tonight, I'm riding those airwaves with a porno cowboy. POW in the battle for our freedom of speech. You know? They took him in. They locked him up. Just like one of those hot S&M fairy tales. Except this time it wasn't consensual.
That's for sure.
And I can hear him attempting to speak. And the law kept him from speaking for quite a while. So let's let him speak, brothers and sisters. Brother Max.
Hello.
Please turn on the microphone.
He's on.
Max.
He whispered that.
Welcome, Max Hardcore. Max Hardcore. It's free at last.
Thank you, Dr. Block. It's great to be here. It really is a pleasure. It's an honor.
I guess it's great to be out.
Oh, yeah. It's a real pleasure. You appreciate everything.
How does it feel to be free?
Well, it's kind of overwhelming at first, but then once it settles in, it's just a wonderful, warm feeling that I get, and you appreciate every minute of. I appreciate every minute of life.
Yeah, freedom is the greatest aphrodisiac.
Yes, it is.
But restraint is a close second. We do enjoy our restraint. Fantasies, sometimes to the point of, well, disgustingness.
Mm-hmm.
And you got in a little bit of trouble for that, it seems.
Yes, I did. Yeah, I was targeted by the federal government for the crime of obscenity and tried in Tampa in 2007.
In Tampa for
yes.
Obscenity. Now, obscenity defined as...
The movies were too hardcore for the tender sensibilities of the poor people of Tampa, Florida.
Mm-hmm. And how did it get all the way to Tampa?
It was ordered by a federal postal inspector.
Right. Didn't Comstock start that?
Yes. Yeah, and he prosecuted...
Margaret Sanger,
who was
the mother of birth control, really.
And the postal,
but she was prosecuted by the postal inspector,
the
Anthony
postal
Comstock.
The postal inspector also got our dear friend from Screw Magazine,
and, Al Goldstein,
and Ralph Ginsberg from Eros Magazine and Avant Garde Magazine.
Uh-huh.
Prosecuted him for advertising and trying to send his magazine out of Blue Balls, Pennsylvania.
What a place. So, Max Hardcore, back to you. How did you create Max Hardcore? How did you create this character that everybody got so mad at that they took you all the way to Florida and then sent you all the way to prison in Texas?
Well, it just sort of evolved, and you know, I wanted a name that would be easy to remember, and I always liked the name Max.
Mm.
It's just...
So do I.
Good,
I married one.
Sharp name, and nobody else had it. So, and you know, in the porn business, people want to come up with a catchy last name, and I guess I was just the first guy to come up with Hardcore.
Yeah.
So it worked out pretty good.
Worked out pretty good for you.
Yeah.
Especially considering your given name.
Right.
Which, you know, I've gotten some flack from some porn stars for giving out their real name, but everyone knows your real
name. Everybody knows my real name.
So, Paul Little, of course.
Right.
And, of course, once you go through the law, you have to have your real name exposed. So,
yep.
Porn stars, beware. But in any case, yeah, I guess growing up with the name Paul Little and having Big Max dreams.
Yeah, you know, I never aimed to be a porn star. I came out to shoot movies and to get into the film business. And I originally worked for Bobby Hollander, which is one of the original guys that moved out here from New York, started out in New York and came out here. And him and Bobby Genova over at LBO, and I started shooting what they called at the time in the early 90s amateur videos. And,
amateur.
Amateur videos.
Kind of gonzo.
Bobby Hollander, God rest his soul, taught me a lot about shooting. And then he told me an important lesson, which I'd like to pass on to other people that are interested in getting into the business and developing a name. And that is shoot what you know. Shoot what you believe in. Shoot what you love. Hmm. And try to do it as good as you can. And that's what he always taught me. And I developed my own personality, and it was more edgy, I guess, than a lot of the people that were doing what I was doing in the same vein. I mean, and early on, I went to Europe, and I saw what they were doing over there, and I said, you know, this is great. They're doing fist-fucking and urination and water sports and all this great stuff, and I thought, this is some crazy ass shit, you know. I want to do that stuff too.
Fist fucking and urination. Well,
yeah.
I mean, I can't say those are utterly foreign fetishes to us here at the Dr. Susan Block Show, but maybe it's just the way you say them, Max. You know, I mean, let's just say, what is it about your approach, your personality? Is it, you think, the kind of the Texas good old boy thing? Oh, here's Layla Rivera.
Wow.
Yes. Okay. Well, she's going off. Where is she going?
Restroom.
Oh, restroom. Okay. Oh, well, come on back. Okay. So this, I mean, you know, the fist fucking, you know, actually, I mean, we had Carol Queen demonstrate fist fucking. She's the president of the Center for Sexuality up in San Francisco, I mean, in a very sort of clinical way. And, I mean, fisting has been done in quite a few videos, as well as golden showers. But how would you characterize the way that you do it, that you think got the long arm of the law around your neck?
Well, I did it before anybody else over here in America in the 90s. On a regular basis. I made a European version and a U.S. version. And a lot of our videos were real aggressive, you know, where I was really dominant in the scene and the girls were very submissive. And it would, if you believed that the videos were real life, you might believe that the girl was not doing something consensually because, you know, and sometimes she would be tied up and sometimes she would be saying, no, stop, I don't want to do this anymore, you know, that kind of stuff, you know, as part of her character.
Right.
And some people erroneously believe that what we were doing was real life instead of, a scripted movie. And when I say scripted, I don't mean every line was written down, but we have a story to portray.
Sure.
And what I discovered...
And the story is a girl who's maybe a little reluctant or a little naive. That's the story, but the reality is it's an actress that's signed a release.
Yeah, and
who's agreed, I guess, to certain acts, which, you know, most actresses probably would not agree to.
What I discovered was a lot of the girls that came into the business had like rape fantasies and stuff like that. So I said, well, let's
have
push
rape fantasies.
So
yeah.
I said, let's do that. I asked the girls when I get, are you submissive or are you dominant? Which way do you swing? Because I'm gonna craft a story that fits her personality. So it's not that much of a stretch for her to portray that character. And many of the girls that I worked with were very submissive, and in the way we put it is they played a good victim. right? And yeah. They love doing it. They like getting tied up. They like being being dominated that way. And so it worked out good, you know.
Well,
and
some of them do play a good victim. And mm-hmm. I mean, you know, I watched your videos as my research, of course. So much fun to do research for my job. And I mean, well, the rainbow showers are a little much for me, honestly. Mm-hmm. Does everybody know what rainbow showers are? Anybody not know? Oh, throw up. Right over the cock. I mean, ah. But, you know, I mean, it's a fetish for some people. I guess it's something that you work out in the contract with a girl. Say, you're going to be doing this to the point of upchucking. Is that okay?
Yeah, we talk about it ahead of time, and if the girl was okay with it, we'd do it because it was just an extreme expression of a normal act. Mm. You know, it's taking it to the limit, and they don't call me Max for nothing.
Right. And so, with your sort of boldness and, let's say, brazenness, I have another Max over here, my husband, who actually was criticized by the law for being brazen.
Brazen.
Right?
Brazen.
Right.
Yeah.
Brazen.
Max is a hero of
mine. Considered. Yes. So I've heard.
By the way, I got busted in Rhode Island for stump fucking with Annie Sprinkle.
Not that he was stumping.
I wasn't because I don't have a stump. But Long Jean Silver, who was an actress at the time, was missing part of her leg, mm-hmm. was stump-fucking Annie.
I think that's inspired.
Yeah.
It was very inspired.
Yeah, and of course...
And it's for disabled people's rights.
Yeah, it's for disabled people's rights. That's what we said in court, and that's what I said on television.
But
and people got even madder.
Yeah.
You know, so... Although the disabled people were on my side.
Yes.
Especially the ones with stumps.
Yes, but you were cited as being brazen, and I think...
Brazen and depraved, although I was never charged of depravity. The judge went nuts and just started banging the gavel and says, I judge you depraved.
These are just very interesting feelings that people have. Ooh, here's Layla Rivera.
Yeah, wow.
Hi.
Hello.
Hey,
oh, wait, whoa,
turn her microphone on.
Turn her on.
Turn me on. Too late.
Hi.
Hey.
How are you? Welcome to the Dr. Susan Block Show.
I'm awesome. Thank you.
Good, good. You look great. You look happy. You're sitting in Max's lap.
It's comfortable more over here than over there.
Mm. And so you, I understand, are Max Hardcore Girl number one.
That's right.
The one and only.
Numero uno. Mm-hmm. And what makes you number one?
Everything.
Yeah.
Everything.
What are your specialties?
Swallowing cocks is my specialty, and pissing on little girls. Is that good? That's about it.
Wait a second.
Yeah.
Swallowing cocks. Okay, I'm assuming you take the cock all the way into your mouth, but you know you kind of
no, you shove it down your throat. You don't put it in your mouth. You put it in your throat.
Wow. And do you regurgitate when you do that? Do you throw up?
I do.
You do. How do you feel about that?
It's great.
You do. You enjoy that. It's good.
It gives me goosebumps. You should try it.
Well, I'll take that under advisement.
Okay.
But I'm interested to hear that you enjoy it. I mean,
I enjoy it. Oh yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. I mean, some girls like choking too. I don't really like that. But do you like choking?
I like all of the above, everything.
You do.
Yeah.
You kind of. Did you always like that stuff, or did Max bring that out in you?
Always. I was born like that.
She can't help it. She was born that way.
I'm not going to ask what happened to you when you were a kid. Or maybe I should.
Nothing, actually. No.
You were not abused as a child?
Not at all.
No.
No, no, no. Yeah. I was...
So you're abusing yourself to make up for it?
I'm not abusing myself. That's what you want to call it, but it's...
No, I mean, you're enjoying yourself?
I do. Absolutely.
You consider yourself... I mean, I consider you to be kind of like a sexual athlete. Like, you know, athletes abuse
right.
themselves. I mean, they train and they hurt themselves all the time.
Absolutely.
Trying to, you know, do extreme things.
Mm-hmm.
So you do that with sex.
I do that with, deep throating. I have a master's degree in deep throating, actually.
You do?
Uh-huh.
I guess
I'm a
so.
Doctorate. Yeah.
Wow, I'll have to see you demonstrate.
Yeah, no, I will. What do you have a dildo around?
Oh. Lots. Yeah.
I see. Yeah, over there, I'll take you. Come on.
Wow.
Yeah, no, it's great.
Well, okay, yeah, we will have, you know, a little bit of visual aids. But first we're trying to get the story out. Now, were you a Max Hardcore girl before he got busted?
Yes.
You were?
Yes.
Were you, like, in the room? What happened? How did the bust happen? Okay.
I don't think I was there.
So you were not actually there?
I don't think so. I don't think so.
We were in Barcelona at the time.
Barcelona, Spain.
Oh.
She was sleeping.
I was sleeping.
Right.
She sleeps a lot.
I heard they shot through your floor or something.
Yeah, they blew a hole in the floor.
Blew a hole in the floor. They could have blown somebody's leg off.
Yeah. But they almost shot one of their own agents.
Wow. Friendly fire.
Right. What happened was they set, you know, the whole deal was set up. They ordered the videos, and then they came to do the big raid. And
the big raid.
Right. So that they come in and take all your computers and all your paperwork and on and all the DVDs that they ordered to make show that you shipped it to them and all this shit. So when they're in there, you know, they know me, that I don't have a bunch of, you know, like tanks or, you know, bazookas or anything like that. But they came in wielding some pretty heavy hardware, and one of the agents was swinging his shotgun a little loose and blew a hole in the floor, almost shot one of the other FBI agents.
Wow.
In the process, my housekeeper, Adelina, was downstairs, and the woman agent came running out of the house with a ghostly expression on her face, saying, "He almost shot me." And, boy, I wish I would have had the security cameras up for that one.
So your housekeeper was there.
But they disconnected him.
And who else was there?
My dog.
Your dog and your housekeeper, and they're shooting up the floor.
They're blowing a hole in the floor. They're airing out my floor.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was
scary.
It was not one of the better moments for the FBI at that point.
Hmm.
So what happened was they took that whole raid and those five videos that they confiscated then, and they swept that under the rug. And then they ordered five more videos out of Tampa because they wanted me to fly. They wanted to prosecute me, number one, in a place where it was pretty conservative.
Who ordered the videos?
It was ordered by agents of the postal inspectors.
The postal inspectors.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just
right.
Postal inspectors
ordered. Work with federal prosecutors.
Right. It's entrapment of some sort, right? Or is that...
Well, you could call it that. It's a little bit like most of the terrorist arrests today are instigated by the FBI. Did you know that? You know, not by the FBI, by Homeland Security and those people. They talk to people, say, "Hey, you want to be a terrorist and stuff?
Yeah.
We'll give you some guns." And then they arrest them. Big bust,
right.
You know.
Right.
Right.
But, they want terrorists to be
I guess that's easier than actually going out and catching criminals in the act of crimes. So they ordered these videos.
Right.
I wonder if they watched them.
Oh, yeah, they watched them. They transcribed. That was the funniest part. They transcribed them all. And I'm looking at it, and I said, you know, I didn't say that.
Oh, wow.
I didn't say that. They kind of made up
yes, stories.
Words where they couldn't understand what we were saying.
Well, sure. Well, sometimes it's a little garbled
and,
with the throw up, you know.
It was, you know, to see this stuff, they translate that. But how does that go, Layla? How's that audio? Yeah.
Ooh. That one?
That one.
That's the sound. And they transcribed that sound.
Yeah, they transcribed that. The girl was gagging, gagging on my penis on subject number one. That was me. Yeah. Female number one was gagging on male number one's penis.
Mm.
While female number two was licking female number one's anus.
Okay. Well, so far, I mean, that stuff, that's in so many videos.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess I'm trying.
It's all ridiculous.
Hear how they nailed you.
Utterly strange. You know
how did they nail you?
You know what it comes down to, really, Susan, is that they feel guilty about jacking off to my videos, and after they're done.
Oh.
They
you
felt so guilty.
Good.
They said, "We're going to have to shut this guy down. We're going to have to. We're going to have to prove because this stuff is too powerful. This medicine is too powerful."
Well, it does reveal a kind of a dark
side.
We got to
put this guy away.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I guess that's what people must have been thinking. I mean, was it mostly men, mostly women?
Who were on the jury, or?
I don't, the postal inspectors, the people that prosecuted.
It was one main guy. One main guy,
uh-huh.
And I'm not going to name
a
him.
A guy that had a hard-on for you.
Well, you know, I don't know if he got the orders, but he was good at what he did, I'll tell you that. He got it figured out, and he didn't fuck up the case, because they got me, square. I mean, he ordered the
just
videos,
to do,
and they
to
got all the
you for
shipping.
A moment, to do a little narration,
yeah.
Because something just happened that I should tell the radio audience about, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which is that Layla Rivera has revealed her beautiful knockers suddenly. And knockers in the room, okay? So, and look at this body, brothers and sisters. Jesus. All right. Okay, so back to the discussion.
Well, the discussion, I think, should center around boobs, you know?
Well.
And I see nothing wrong with bare boobs.
Well...
And
no, and I mean, that wasn't the problem, right?
No.
The bare boobs, of course. There's bare boobs everywhere.
No.
What
they,
is the
they
problem?
Wanna keep out, they want to keep out the good. You know, everybody tells me this is the good shit. You know, I want the good shit. You know, I don't want the regular stuff. I want the heavy-duty stuff, the extra-strength Tylenol.
Yeah, and I wonder if the extra strength is in the style.
Yeah,
because there are quite a few other videographers. Ooh, what are they whispering about?
Precisely.
Hey, share it with the class now, kids.
Somebody said a long time ago that five fingers was illegal. You can only use four.
Yes, four.
And five was illegal. And I said, you know, that's a fucked up rule. What the hell is if I want to use five or if a girl wants to use five, and besides, how the hell are you supposed to, you know...
Wind
it's
in there. Right.
You can't get it in.
Right.
You get stopped, right?
Fucking thumbs
you
in the
stopped
way.
Right there.
Well,
thumbs in the way.
And fisting.
You gotta put the thumb down.
I mean, fisting is done. What can I say? I'm afraid to say who does it, so I won't. But lots of film companies make fisting videos.
And I tell you, people, that's what people have told me. And I've been to hundreds of conventions over... almost 18 years in the business, and that's what people want to see. Mm-hmm. And if people want to see it and people want to do it, I don't think it's the government's
job. I mean, not everybody wants to see it.
No, but a lot of people do, and they
enough
ought to be able to.
That you have a big house and a canary yellow couch. Tell me, it was the couch that really turned everybody off.
People must have freaked out
about that couch.
Yeah, what is with that? Everybody was like, he's got a yellow couch. What is that, some kind of sign?
Yeah, it gets stained early on, and we never could get it out.
It symbolizes piss, I think. Right. It's very, very yellow, though. But, I mean, you just seem to be doing things. I mean, there's only so many parts to the human body. There's only so many things you can do. And so they're kind of done. But you're doing them in a way that, I guess, or you were doing them in a way that pissed some people off, and they wanted to make you an example, I guess.
Well, I was a leader, and, you know, when they want to go after an industry, they go after the guys that are, at the point. You know, I was out front, and, I took the bullet for the team, you know.
You took the bullet. And I guess that feminists and censors, you know, sort of religious people and feminists, could unite against you.
Whereas one of the
lady-made films, maybe the feminist...
I don't know where they were, because I wasn't getting any letters. But that's from any feminist groups or anybody associated with...
what do you think about feminism?
That I think it's great. You know, more power to them. If they want to promote a particular cause or something, you got to band together. You got to push as a team. And I have no problem with that whatsoever.
So
you
why
know,
do you
race, creed, color, national origin, I don't give a shit. I'm an equal opportunity ass fucker.
Wow. You hear that?
I don't discriminate.
Well, I know you like a certain type, though.
Well, it's a simple matter of geometry.
There is you liking, you know, girls dressing sort of like little girls. Now, they're all over 18.
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
Yeah, there's never been any indication or any accusations that I've shot anybody under 18.
Right. But I guess it's unnerving and disturbing to see these girls that look young, that are dressed up that way.
Right.
Even though,
right.
Yeah, of course, it's a spoof almost. I mean, you know, we were laughing while we were watching it.
It's just role-playing.
It's
you know,
role-playing.
People, girls like, girls dig it, guys dig it. You know, let's all have a good party.
But, Max, I got to let you know this. I mean, she's a nice Jewish girl from Philly. Her father started this whole thing because he used to make dresses like that for the Catholic girls.
Oh. He made Catholic school uniforms.
Oh, yeah. Catholic school. Right. Yeah, Catholic school.
The plaid and
the ankle socks. Yeah. I personally, yeah, there's that look. We've got a couple different looks. But, yeah, the people want... And the whole idea behind that is...
Your people.
One of the main,
I don't know that all people want it.
One, no, not all people.
But, of course, our First Amendment is for all of us, you know. And, I mean, I think there, if you look at all the people, maybe there's a large percentage who might not like what you do, but isn't that what the First Amendment is for?
I don't know where they are because I'm not getting the letters.
Well, that's good. Well, but you got this one letter that said, you know, you got to report to prison. I mean, that was...
Yeah, that was... That was not a fan letter, I guess.
Yeah, that was the one letter.
That was a bad letter.
Yeah. How come you lost? Even with your great attorney, Jeffrey Douglas,
and
who's
Lou Sirkin,
also been ours.
And Jennifer Kinsley and Aronson and... and the guys from Florida, we lost because we didn't lose. We won. We made our case, but the jury found me guilty. That's all.
Oh. That's a positive attitude.
That's a positive spin on that one.
So I can find a way to put a positive spin on just about anything.
How do you feel that you won?
Because we got a chance to speak out and to exercise free speech and say the whole thing was
well, you're really a political activist now.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, to the extent that I the focus on what I do and what I believe that people should be able to make up their own minds and watch material that they choose to. This is America, you know. People have died for those ideals here. You know, many, many people have died. We fought and died for those in world wars. And to have some bureaucrats out of Washington decide that their opinion that we have to, we can't show bare breasts and we can't watch what we want as consenting adults, I think is complete and utter horseshit. And,
well, people
and
have fought
it's
and
a
died,
disrespect
and you
for
have,
all the people that
have,
served our country.
You have fought and you are, you know, what I call a POW, you know, in the war for our freedom.
I'm a POP,
right.
Prisoner of porn.
Oh, there you go. Hey, Pops, how you doing?
Yeah,
so, okay, so, like, how was sex in prison?
It's pretty bad. You know, it's really lacking in some... very essential components.
Yeah?
Like later bulbs.
Oh.
That's right.
So how did they treat you? Were you a celebrity sort of
Yeah, you know, everybody knew who I was.
Right.
But you know, we're all equal in prison, and if they treated me good, because I treated them good. You know, I treat them like I treat anybody else. If you give me respect, I'll give you respect.
You didn't fuck him in the ass or nothing like that.
Shit.
Didn't you get a fight though, Max? I could have swore you got in a fight.
What?
Didn't you have to get in a fight?
Ooh.
Yeah, you got in a fight, remember?
I got in one fight.
A fight? Yeah, that's dangerous.
Yeah, I didn't get in any fights. Somehow.
Yeah, no. You know, it's tight confines, you know.
Yeah.
And you know, it's a lot of pressure in prison. You know, it everybody wants to get out, but and sometimes things blow up a little bit. But it was no big deal. Nobody, there were no broken bones or busted skulls or anything like that. We just had a little disagreement over a certain piece of real estate.
Wow, like a cupcake or something? I mean,
it's just
toothbrush.
Ridiculous. But I'd like to say, you know, that I think it was my job. I didn't volunteer for it, but it was my job to get up and fight for it because you know, people could say, well, it's just porn, but you know, it's more than that. It's beautiful boobs and beautiful ladies, and why the hell can't we look at it? I've been wondering about this my whole damn life. I mean, fist fucking or urination or deep throat or whatever the fuck it is that we're talking about, it's all the same thing. It's all people getting it on and having a good time.
And you're here. Amen and amen.
Now, you asked me an important part question, you know, what do I like, you know, what do I promote? And I focused in on the teen look for a lot of my movies, because first of all, most of the girls that are getting into the business are teens, 18, 19, 20.
Yeah.
They look young. They like playing the role. They're not actresses, so it's easy to go that way. And a lot of people like seeing it. So it just, I didn't go in with a big grand game plan here. I just made what came natural, and fortunately,
okay,
the public wanted to see it and has supported me over the years.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
So, Max Lubkowitz.
Yes, hi.
How do you relate in terms of your background?
Well, I came to this country as a little boy on a little ship, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I sat under the bridge and I went to America. I came to America, to the great country of liberty and so forth. I came here when...
And the Bill of Rights.
And the Bill of Rights. And I came here because my father worked for American Intelligence. And I came here because this was the victor. And it was a time in the 1950s when a policeman couldn't even ask you for identification. And since that time, we've become a country of security forces, detentions, no bail, indefinite detention, and an assassination of American citizens and foreign leaders. So America is now breaking every law possible. And this has come about because no one stood up to fight for those Bill of Rights. And the truth is that most pornographers have. And I agree with Max with a lot of things. I also say this. If one of us loses our right in this country, or any country, we all lose our rights. And that's basically what's happened in the criminal system. Because as criminals lose their rights, there are more criminals can be made and produced. And in fact, we have several million people in prison. And the pornographers have always been at the forefront, not only of defending the Bill of Rights and free speech, but also of technology and changing the world. I say this to anyone that's listening. Pornography has been the greatest liberator of women, okay, since the doctors stopped using vibrators on them. All right?
Yes. And I love the way Layla Rivera is illustrating your dissertation here with her lovely pole dance, topless and
wonderful, beautiful,
barely bottomed.
And I mean, who can be against this? One of the things when I first got arrested was for having breasts on the front page of the LA Star.
Yeah.
Okay? And the children might see this. And you know, and I was a nice kid and it was a political paper. And so the first time I got busted, okay, and they said, you know, you're busted for obscenity. I didn't even know what the hell obscenity meant. And then they busted me again for obscenity. And by the third time, I got pissed off. And I said, no way. And I actually found the
Oh, somebody lost their skirt.
Goodness, yes. I found Stanley Fleischman and Barry Fisher and all his gang back in the 70s.
And speaking of which, Barry Fisher has a gang here.
Part of the gang.
Part of the gang. Of course, we'll say hello to Barry Fisher out there.
So he's not out there.
First Amendment attorney. He's out there.
He didn't show up in court. This court.
Oh, look at this. She's wearing peace signs on her on her belt. It's the make love, not war skimpy dress. Yeah, definitely. Very cute. So, wow. Yeah. Layla Rivera, she's been illustrating Max Lubkowitz's talk here in support of Max Hardcore. We've got the two Maxes free and on the loose.
We're the best, man.
And
the best.
If you want to give us a call, our number is 1-866-289-7068. Yeah, you can call us. You can tweet us. If you're on Twitter, you can tweet at Radio Suzy 1, RadioSuzy 1. And we will, maybe integrate your questions if we feel like we want to give you some time.
We built the bridges to change for human sexuality, okay? With all these people that work in this field are the frontline shock troops that are changing humanity. And if you think the Arab Spring is all about Muslims and so forth, they just want to watch dirty pictures and dirty movies.
Yeah.
That's really what it's all about.
Well, okay? Yes, and a lot of them are our clients, so
right.
We do know this. And we are therapists here at the Dr. Susan Block Institute, so, we do know about the very, very dark workings of the human mind.
You have Reverend Bookbub.
Yes, I want to get him on. So, Reverend, hang out. Reverend is going to come on. But I do want to just introduce the Body Rotten, who is here. Hey, speaking of 18 years old and barely legal, but you are 18, okay.
Of course.
And you look like Pocahontas to Max Hardcore's cowboy here. Yes. You're very cute. Want to stand up for a sec so we can see your outfit? Oh, look at that. Wow. A little Pocahontas. Yes. Okay. And we're going to see you spinning around that pole eventually.
Yes, you will.
Yes, we will. But here's Max Hardcore, here's Layla Rivera, Max Lubkowitz, and again, 1-866-289-7068. Let's say hi to the Reverend.
Hold on.
Oh.
You're going to do that?
Talk about freedom of speech, Max Hardcore. Should you go to prison for obscenity of any kind, of some kind? I mean, obviously, if something's non-consensual, but then it's in another realm. Then it's in the realm of rape. So if it's in a movie where people have signed contracts and agreed, and it's just something that, you find disgusting, or even that most people find disgusting, what if most people find it disgusting? I mean, should it be illegal? Should you go to jail for it? What do you think? Give us a call, 1-866-289-7068. Have you been following the Max Hardcore case? Did you know he's on the loose? Hide your daughters. And your mothers. Certainly your granddaughters. No. Never anyone under 18 on his movies, although they do suck a lot of lollipops, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
Okay, so can we hear from Reverend Bookburn?
We just lost him.
We just lost him. Okay, give us a call back. Okay, so now you're out, and... I mean, do you have any restrictions on what you can do?
No. Obviously, I don't want to put out any fist-fucking movies in the state of Florida.
In the state of Florida, right.
Right, but no, I can go back into the business.
Well, what if it's on the internet? How do people watch it on the internet if they're in Florida? I mean, if they can't watch it. If they watch it on the internet, is
my servers were some of the servers that, but the company that I was with were based in Florida.
Uh-huh.
So they used that as an excuse to charge me out there. But the real reason was because, and the real case all rested in shipping the five videos. and
shipping,
yes, through the U.S. mails. And actually, I didn't ship these videos to the customers out there, to the postal inspectors. They were shipped by a sub-distributor.
But what do they say about the fact that, you know, the shipping is such a big deal if you can see all this stuff on the internet?
Well, it just goes back to the old way of doing things. They're really old school in the obscenity division.
The post office.
They order the videos. They get you to ship them by the mail. Mm. And I told the motherfucker not to use the U.S. Postal Service. I said, whatever you do, you know, don't use it, and don't sell my Euro videos in the U.S. And he goes, not only does he sell my Euro versions in the U.S., he sells them by the fucking U.S. Postal Service when it only costs like maybe 50 cents more to send them by UPS.
Mm.
And instead of him getting busted along with me, they gave him immunity so he could prosecute.
Oh, there you go.
Against me. And he even admitted in court that I don't know what the fuck he was doing, where he was sending them. Then they still found me guilty. The whole case, I was railroaded through that trial.
And how long did you serve?
On a hellbound train. What?
How long did you serve?
I served 30 months out of a 46-month sentence.
I think that's more time than the guy who let Michael Jackson die.
Yeah, he got less time than my original sentence, and I would still be in prison today had I not signed up for the residential program.
Did any girls complain about you?
Wait a minute. For the residential program, right?
Yeah, the residential drug and alcohol program, treatment program. Had I not signed up for that and gotten 10 months off, I would still be in prison today.
Wow. It's all wheeling and dealing, huh? By the way, I have some lawyers in the room, so if any of you lawyers have a legal question...
The girl that looked the worst, people ask me, well, how bad was this shit? And one girl looked really distressed, and her name was Summer Love, and she was the girl that we flew in to testify on my behalf.
Uh-huh.
And she told the judge, the jury, and the press that was in court that I treated her better than anybody else had in the business.
They didn't care about that.
They didn't give a fuck. They already had made up their minds that I was going down.
Wow. Yep. I mean, how did they cross-examine her? Did they?
They didn't cross-examine her. We asked her the questions, and then they didn't even ask. Because what could they say? They're just going to look stupid if they ask her any more questions, because he's going to say he's a great guy, I love working for him, and he paid me even when I didn't want to work for him.
And they couldn't get a girl to say the opposite.
They couldn't get anybody to say anything. But, it would be logical for you to say, well, where's the fucking victims here? Who is victimized by these videos appearing in Florida? They don't even need a victim. In fact, on my post-trial pre-incarceration report, they list your victims and how they suffered and all that shit. There was no victims listed on my... There's nobody complained about my videos.
Wow.
Yeah. It doesn't matter. That's the fucked up thing. That's when I knew when we couldn't even talk about that in court. That's when I knew we were well and truly fucked.
Well, actually, I think I should read this. This is a tweet about the show. What? Yeah? So this is from Slut Bottom Chris.
That's from last week.
What? No, in honor of being free and obscenity, I'm now watching Radio Suzy 1 while in the shower washing out my ass so I can have fisting tomorrow. Okay. So that is a moment,
you
right?
You got this guy's address? Send the feds over there.
So, you know, I mean, yes, fisting is something that some people like to do. Do you like it? You love fisting. Wow.
She takes the girl's hand and shoves it up her pussy.
Mm. Really? You shove it up? Now, you said something about little girls before, but not real little girls, right? No. But you like the idea of little girls. That's what is interesting. This is a big fantasy for a lot of women, is to think of themselves as little girls.
Right. Absolutely. And when we talk about little girls, we talk about 90-pound fuck packages, is what we're talking about.
Oh, excuse me. 90-pound fuck packages. Now, Layla is a little more than 90 pounds.
Yeah, she's probably maybe 110.
But she's very sleek. And do you...
110.
Layla, why don't you come up here and let's get the microphone for her.
Oh, yeah.
The traveling mic.
The traveling one?
Yes. Yes, you get the traveling one. And look at those little panties. Panty Boy just love those little panties. Okay, so now, do you seem to like to sort of... I mean, you're all woman, but you kind of act like a little girl in some ways. Do you enjoy that? Obviously, why?
I just enjoy everything I do. I don't think why. I just do. I don't think.
Mm, you don't think.
Do. And I don't know. Just it's like good to be young, I guess. Right? You don't want to act old, I guess.
Well, yeah. I don't know. I mean, maybe some people do, but you don't.
I don't act old.
No.
Well, I'm 28, so.
You're 28,
yeah.
Right. Okay. But, you know, you've got this kind of little girl kind of, I don't know, quality.
Yeah.
And you're looking back at daddy.
I was trained that way. So I was trained.
You were
programmed.
Yeah, you do it for me, mister. I can't do it for myself.
This right. is a programming thing. Wow. Is this a cult? The cult of Max Hardcore?
No, Layla was manufactured at our plant in Taiwan.
Yeah.
Ah. Yes. Okay, you're like a love doll.
Right.
Yeah, a blow-up doll.
Yeah, fuck
yeah.
Animatron.
Wow. Well, that's cool. Well, you know, you look like you're very well-made, very well put together. How did you survive all those months when Max was in prison?
She slept through it.
I just hibernated.
Aww.
I'm still hibernating.
Did you visit him in prison?
Absolutely.
Yes. Yeah, what was that like?
I tried to help him escape.
What did you wear?
I got in trouble for what I wore, though.
I bet you did.
Yeah, I had to... They let me wear my heels, though, but I had to change my shirt. It was okay.
It was okay.
It was great.
Uh-huh. So you like pole dancing?
I do now. I never did before. But
you want to see a pole dancing demonstration?
By you?
No, actually not.
No.
No.
I'm okay. It's not you.
Well, I would like to see one.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Want to sit here with me while we watch? We'll just have a short interlude of pole dancing with our pole cat, Bonnie the Rotten. Right.
She's yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Look at this. So we maybe have a little music. Oh, and she's got her little Max Hardcore outfit on here.
Yes.
Okay, I wonder if she wore that outfit, she should watch it. Be careful. She's, they taught her pole dancing in Ohio. She might kick out the lights, though. And she's got those little girl socks on with those big girl high heels. And those big girl long legs.
Nice.
With that really stretchy skirt.
What a world of fire. Girls be looking like Debbie Fly. I pimp to the beat, walking down the street if I knew the freak,
yeah.
This is how I roll, animal print pants out control.
Yeah.
It's Red Bull with the big ass bra.
I'm Rodney, 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 Rodney,
Rodney,
See, you have limits. You like throw up, but you don't like falling on your head. I mean, obviously, Bonnie likes falling on her head. We all have a different way we like to feel the pain. Personally, I like a good massage. Ooh, see? Thanks.
What's
happening? Ooh, yeah. I mean, we had a wrestler here. Yeah, let's hear it for Bonnie Rotten. Brothers and sisters, the next big thing.
you have to hear it for Bonnie Rotten's boobs.
No.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah, everybody has different ways they like to push their limits.
That's great.
So we were talking about all these little plaid skirts and stuff. Max Hardcore and I didn't invent any of this, okay? This started with the Vatican. They've got more little kids painted on the walls.
Oh, they've got them painted on the walls.
With cute little penises and asses and things like this.
Well, Eros is portrayed as a Cupid,
yes,
a little baby.
Yeah. So it didn't start in California, and we're not responsible for this kind of thing. We just kind of show the where humanity is, and I just want to clarify that. I also want to clarify something else, actually.
Yes.
I was at Yale, and by the way, there's a couple of Yalies here.
Oh, yes. This was at Sex Week at Yale in 2010,
mm-hmm.
while you were incarcerated.
While you were incarcerated.
Right.
And the last person to speak was a lady by
Sasha
the name...
Sasha
Gray. You know Sasha Gray? Mm-hmm. You know who she is,
do
right?
Indeed, yeah.
Yeah.
We never did work together, but
yes.
we know each other.
And she does some extreme porn herself.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, she did some pretty hardcore stuff.
In the middle of this, someone raises their hand.
Oh, that's the vibrate.
Excuse me.
Oh, she's just using the stuff.
Okay, I know,
vibrate.
But yeah, I'm talking right now,
go ahead.
So please. So this person raises their hand and says, I want to ask you one thing, Max Hardcore. And Sasha Gray turns around and says, he should be in prison. That's where he belongs. And I'm like stunned because I've been in prison. And so I interrupt the the dialogue. And I boo, actually. Boo! You know? And everybody turns around and looks. And I said, Sasha, how dare you say something like that? You're a pornographer. You should go to prison, maybe. And she says, oh, well, I didn't mean that he should be in prison for his movies. He should be in prison for all the women he's raped. And she says this in front of a huge audience. And everybody was kind of stunned. And I went up to catch her afterwards, and she skedaddled off with her people. So I'm always after her now.
We invited her to
tonight's
show, and she did not accept. You know, no one has ever called rape on Max Hardcore, and obviously you've never even met her, so and she wasn't saying that you did it. We just have noticed that a lot of people in the porn industry, or maybe let's just say some, we're just willing to just, you know, throw you overboard.
I don't know how many other... I've never heard that before, but I'm... You know, I mean, nobody's perfect, you know? Uh-huh. I don't know what her problem is, but I've never been charged with rape.
No, of course not. And I mean... I'm not sure if that's an exact quote.
What's
of what
that?
She said.
She said he should be in prison.
She said he should be in prison.
Yeah, and I said, and he should not be in prison. You're a pornographer. Maybe you should be in prison. And she says, oh, no, that's not why he should be in prison. He should be in prison for raping women.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm. Interesting.
And I will not let her forget that. And every
I don't know what...
Because she's an asshole. That's why, excuse me. Pardon.
She's... misinformed, I don't know.
Yeah, very misinformed, because everybody that, I've never met you, but everybody that I know that knows you calls you a sweetheart.
We used to work with a wonderful lady named Annie Boddy that used to sing your praises.
Yeah, we had some great stuff together.
I remember one of the first times she sucked a cock in my studio, and she did it to the point of throwing up. And I was like, okay, I guess the scene is over now. You know, everybody should stop. But she just said, no, now it's just getting going. And I was like, what? What are you nuts? And she was.
Yeah, that's Annie.
That is Annie. That is, I guess, maybe Layla. I guess.
Well, you know, let me. And again, I just, you know, after I feel what you feel. Believe me, I feel what you feel. I had to have jerk off to my own magazines in prison. I had to trade cigarettes for them, and when you could smoke in prison. but let me just say this. No matter how awful you may think something is, or disgusting, or the Constitution and the Bill of Rights are to protect that speech. That's all they're there for. They're not to protect the majority. They protect the minority who might have speech or whatever that you don't like, that's disgusting, that you don't agree with. But for everybody, there is somebody that it's important for them to read these things and see these things, because they are life-changing. They are life-changing. You know, you can't have a cooking class, for example, without showing how you do it. And pornography is kind of that way. Oh, do I put the thing in there and then I do this? So it's all very redeeming.
Now, by the way, I just want to say something about the golden showers. You know, I mean, it's done a lot. People do that. You know, some people do it for health reasons, like for yoga. They like to drink their pee. Mm-hmm. And by the way, drinking pee, if you're healthy, your pee is healthy. It's not bad for you unless you've got, like, hepatitis or something. But, you know, the way you do it, you kind of squirt it all over the place in this...
It's too much fun.
It's fly. Yeah.
And
you should see her. She can
drink
open
a lot.
Mouth from 3
and
feet.
I just want to say, you know, if you're in the, you've been following the news, that at least you didn't piss on Afghan corpses like those U.S. soldiers, right? You know, so
crazy.
You know,
shit,
right? People do some crazy shit, or piss, as the case may be, right? So actually, there was a tweeter that asked me a question in advance, and I think he's in like.
I didn't
the
pee
United
on no corpse.
Arab
call me what you want. I didn't pee on no corpses.
Right, there you go. No peeing on corpse. No necrophilia here.
No.
I slept with one.
No small
animals.
You slept
with a corpse?
Yeah.
One of corpsey's corpses.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I slept with those two.
Pull the microphone down a little bit.
All right, so Krishna Avatar, who calls himself Zeus Scepter on Twitter, says, could you please discuss with Max Hardcore how the existing and perceived exploitation in the adult industry can be mitigated?
I'm not sure.
What is he talking about? It took me a while. But I think what he's trying to say is a lot of people think that people are exploited in the adult industry. Obviously, there was some of that thought at work in your bust. So he's saying, he's a big fan of porn, I know that. I don't know if he's a fan of yours in particular, but he's a fan of porn. And he's just saying, how can this idea of exploitation, like the idea that Sasha kind of fostered there at Sex Week at Yale, saying that you deserve to be in prison, I mean, that's fostering the idea that there is exploitation. So he's saying, how can that be reversed or mitigated?
I think... Right, what we're doing here, we're having an open discussion about it. We're talking to women who enjoy portraying roles where they look like they're being victimized or subjugated or dominated. And they're getting off.
Dominating you right now.
I got it. That's right.
Okay, that's animal sex.
You
be
like
careful.
When Max Hardcore animal snake dominates. Yeah, you know, I had a picture of me. I was fully clothed, actually, and I was playing with the snake, and it was banned on Adult Friend Finder because they claimed that I was having sex with the snake. You know, bestiality. Yeah, I mean, I was just playing with the snake in my lingerie. But
I want to add something to that exploitation, because I always, for 40 years, I've been hearing about this exploitation in the sex business. I think there's a lot of exploitation of young people when you send them to war to kill them. Okay.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's exploitation.
Corpses. Yeah.
I think there's a lot of exploitation in Hollywood. I think there's a lot of exploitation by bankers, of people which can't pay their home loans anymore. Exploitation is everywhere, and things happen no matter what business you're in. In 40 years, this has been, I've met some of the nicest people, the warmest people. certainly that I met before that. So I wouldn't be a banker at all. God, you know, being a banker, what a disgrace. I'm sorry if there's any bankers in here.
There are lawyers in here, though.
Lawyers are my friends.
I want to know if anybody has any questions out there before we get to the wild craziness. Yes, come on up here. Come on. Come on, get to a microphone.
No, she wants to do it from there.
We don't have to film you. Just go over there. The microphone, so we can hear you.
I just had a general question.
Okay, nothing too personal now.
Max, since your case and everything that went down with it, have you heard from other people in the industry about how it's affected them, whether they've had to change things or whether it's opened doors for them? Kind of what's been the effect and the aftermath of everything that's happened to you?
Well, first of all, I've been universally accepted back into the industry, and everybody that I've spoken to has expressed their support for what I did and gratitude that I did it for them. And they feel, many people feel that by taking a bullet for the team, as it were, that I have rendered them some degree of protection. I'm not sure if that's true, but that's the general feeling, because I was so far out there. I found where the bottom fell out,
right,
where it dropped off,
right,
as far as you could go, and everybody else felt that, okay, now we know where to go. And I don't think there's any better, you know, I volunteered for it. I don't think there's any better person, because I've got a very positive attitude about it. That whole experience has made me a better man.
That's awesome. I know everyone here thinks you too. So,
thank you.
We thank you for being on the front lines.
And
now, Layla here, I gave her a choice of all the different toys that we have to give away from Adult Play Parlor, and what did she choose but a ball gag? I mean, all these pleasure toys, and she chooses the ball gag. And doesn't she look lovely in her new ball gag? Yes. Okay. Wait, where's the microphone here? We have to.
She can't talk.
Somebody should transcribe that.
Yeah.
Here we go. So can we have a transcription of this? Actually,
okay.
Justine should be.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yes. This is an interesting language here. Soon she's.
Aww.
You look very good in a ball gag, which is not easy. Betty Page also looked good in a ball gag. I had her on the show in 1996 with Dita Von Teese, whose stockings I'm wearing, by the way. Dita Von Teese is...
She sells her used stockings?
Secrets and Lace stockings.
She,
these are not used.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So, okay. So, good question. Okay, so any other questions, or should we, you know, see what else you want to play with in my toy basket? Oh. Just singing the song is very appropriate. This is good for those listening on the radio. All right, let's hear it for Layla.
Yeah.
Performance. I don't know if I've ever had someone singing with a ball gag on my show before.
Awesome.
I think that is a first. Okay.
Layla's an awesome.
And it matches your T-shirt that's over your shoulder. Yeah, it's very nice. Yeah. We need more of these, Tasia. More ball gags. And, oh, speaking of Tasia, I have to do a shout-out. Right, Tasia? Shout out to Little Uno and the Pack, who are going to be here next week.
All right.
For Alice Day, right? Okay, we like that, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Little Uno, ooh. Okay, so look at all these girls in pink. Tasia certainly dressed up for you. Well, you did it at your own risk, Tasia, as a very bad man over there.
Her butt says slut.
She's already preparing her ass for something. I guess a spanking. Right. Mm.
Take the black one.
You really do a little girl look very well. And she's what? Can I say how old you are?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is all from the kids department at Target.
Okay.
This is from the kids in Skechers. A lot.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. And
I'm 29.
You're 29 years old. And why do you, I mean, this? You jumped at the chance to dress up like a little girl.
Oh, yeah.
Why do you like it so much?
Because I never grew up.
You never grew up?
And I'm tiny.
Yeah, yeah. You think it just shows off your assets.
My assets.
Yeah, I guess so. Right. Yes.
Yeah.
No. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And it does give us an excuse.
That's a nice asset.
Yes.
Very nice.
Aw, yes. Pink, pink, pink. It does give us an excuse to play because, yeah, that's my poodle. Yeah. Fifi. Right, she matches you. Yeah. Oh, yes. And you got me this. You and Bonnie. Whoops. Bonnie Rotten.
Yes.
Got me a banana.
We want to see you look at
this. A wee banana. Right.
You can use it as a prop or as a dildo or as a vibrator.
Right. Can you
microphone.
Put it together?
Yes.
Okay. Use it as a microphone. Right. You want to shut me up so you can talk. Right. Okay. Can I use it on you?
Yes.
Oh. Okay.
I want to.
Yeah? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
It's my turn.
It's your turn. Okay.
What are you doing? What do you want?
Where are you going? She needs a scissors. She doesn't want to break her teeth. Come on, we're into extreme sports here. Okay. Okay, this looks dangerous. This
Puking is lube.
Puke is lube.
That applies here.
I'm learning a little bit about the puke thing, but please don't do it on my show bed, okay?
It was chunky.
Uh-huh. Relax, nobody walked out from the audience. That's a good sign.
Right.
Why? Right.
No walkouts. Yet.
Now, we got this at the Pleasure Chest, or they got it, I should say, as a present.
Ooh-wee.
Okay, you want to take those shears out of there, Susan? Move the shears.
Yes, actually. Jesus, these are gigantic, these things.
Those are the curtain shears, actually.
Yes. Wow, those are big ones. Big instruments here. Okay. Oh, yes. So now you've got the banana.
Here's your ooey.
Now how do you do this? You just push it? This doesn't...
Oh, maybe I have to take something off the back. That's how you do...
Bonobo.
She's taking the whole banana in her mouth. What a bonobo.
Do it again.
That's my girl.
Whoa.
That's
my girl.
Wow. That's impressive. That's deep throating.
Uh-huh. Okay. Where do you learn
she
that?
She still didn't learn how to turn it on.
Can you teach us?
Oh.
I learned about batteries.
Oh, yeah, you need batteries.
She lubes it up, that's for sure. Oh, maybe you need to put a battery in there.
If you're listening, we're putting batteries in a banana dildo right now. And it's taking a little bit of technological. Actually, we may have to go to Yale to learn how to do it.
Okay. Oh, it's vibrating now.
Yay.
Oh, it's not a Hitachi, but it's nice.
It is not a Hitachi.
No.
But it is cute.
Mmm.
We had a sword swap. So now we have a...
What matches your outfit?
I totally forgot the snake was here.
Oh.
Oh, where's the snake? Let's put the snake away.
No, you're too scared. Okay, we'll put her away.
Let's put the snakey away. Evie.
No, I'm afraid they're going to nest inside.
See, some people can't take snakes.
Yeah. Have little baby snakes come out of me.
Oh, how cute.
Aw, now here's the Bonnie Rotten. In her little tiny.
Can you move the flat skirt and her constipation, it's destroyed.
G string. You know, this Bill of Rights is a little cracked, by the way.
Right. We don't want to lose it totally.
Right. But you're topless, Bonnie. Yes.
My nipples are cold.
Oh, is that why your nipples are hard? Because they're cold. Maybe you need a banana to warm them up.
Yeah, there you go. That does the job.
Yeah.
My nipples are cold. Premium banana.
Ooh. It looks interesting. Yeah?
We are removing
a banana, of course, because I am a big advocate of the bonobos. Do you know about the bonobos, Max?
No, what's the bonobos?
Oh, the bonobos. That's a good one.
That's
okay.
I like that one.
The bonobos are a species of chimpanzee who are 98% genetically similar to humans, just like common chimps. But unlike common chimps, they don't kill each other in the wild or captivity. They've never been seen killing each other, and they have a lot of sex. In fact, they swallow each other's bananas. Right. And that is the way that they seem to reduce violent tension, is that when things get really tough, and they do get violent, they turn it into sex. And then that's why they don't seem to kill each other or, make war like chimps and humans. So,
because when you have sex with someone, you feel close to them.
Well, hey there. That's a bonobo way. That's one aspect of it.
That's the way to go.
Yeah, yeah. And they do some crazy things. I mean, let me just say, if they were human, they would be prosecuted because, they're sticking their whole hands up their own asses, and, I mean, they're just doing crazy things.
Having sex with their
and
kids.
And they do this in a zoo in front of children. So, what are you going to...
And the kids have sex and gay sex and...
Yeah, there's
and
all kinds
sex
of things.
And,
right.
And prostitution.
Prostitution, right.
She,
I'll give you a blowjob if you give me a banana. Yeah. I think that's prostitution.
Oh, that is prostitution.
Right.
And then Bonnie ate a cup of glitter for dinner, and then...
Bonnie ate a cup of glitter for dinner.
We don't eat it.
And so then was in preparation for throwing up for Max? Did you want
it? You want it? Made of glitter.
Oh.
And now we want to watch her poop it out all glittery and bloody.
Oh, God.
Because you know what? That's something your audience would like, Matt. I don't know. That's a little beyond mine. Well, you know.
I think I have the Reverend back on. I don't know.
Okay, let's say hi.
I don't know if it's the Reverend.
Okay, well, let's see if it is.
Bonnie is my finding. Oh, wait, what are we doing?
You hello?
Said, well, we're saying hello to a caller.
You're
sorry.
You're on air.
Reverend, is it you?
Yeah.
Oh, hey. Welcome to Radio Suzy One. Happy New Year.
What are you doing up so late?
It's 2:45 in Philadelphia.
Oh, that's evil, right, man. People stay up late at night are evil. You know that, don't you?
Anyway, speaking of evil, we have Max Hardcore here.
King of evil. Well, it's great that he is out of prison. His arrest and bogus charges were absolutely an injustice.
All right. Were you following the trail?
There was something on AVN News that I saw until I first heard about it on a social networking site. And then I called for his release on my show and put it on my blog. And then one day I found him on Facebook. But, oh, I guess he's free, finally.
So say hi.
Hello, Matt.
Hey, it's good to hear from you.
And you, welcome back, brother.
Yeah, it's great to be back. Thank you for saying so. Very kind of you.
Yes, we need more Max productions.
So do you have a question, or what do you want to see from him now?
I would say more Max-flavored releases, like the old ones with Davia.
Yeah, Davia Adele.
What is that? I don't know if I saw one of those.
She was a gal that I worked with a few times, took her to Europe. And there's been some great Max hardcore gals, Catalina, Barbie Angel.
So, oh, yeah. Reverend, I've always considered you like a feminist kind of guy. You're really sensitive. You know, you're funny. You're like, you know, kind of a metrosexual guy. I mean, You're a Max Hardcore fan? Really?
Yeah, I am. I saw one year.
What do you like about it? Tell us.
Oh, I like... He's almost animated as a character.
Animated, right.
You know, it's like you don't believe him. Like, you don't believe.
It's a little bit like cartoons. Oh, look, everybody's...
Yeah,
okay, I guess
man.
I should do this.
Yeah, the big bad man. The big bad wolf. From the Black Forest.
The first one I ever saw was with J.R. Carrington.
J.R. Carrington? Oh, yeah.
It was an old one from the 90s.
That is.
Right.
I interviewed her in the
90s. It was actually the first time I ever saw her. And that did it.
What do you think about the throw-up, though? I'm canvassing people here.
The what?
The vomit.
Puke is lube.
Puke is lube. Okay, what do you think about the girls puking on the cock? Have you ever had a girl puke on the cock?
I don't even feel the cock.
I guess I've got a sheltered life.
And one of the videos, Max is saying to the girl, you know, this is what all the models do to stay thin.
That's right.
And she's going, really? Really? He goes, yes, this is what they do to stay thin.
This is what the supermodels do.
Not just the regular models. Okay.
I think he liked my story of my first blowjob.
He liked your story?
He would.
You want to tell your story of your first blowjob? I can tell.
I was 15 and I was dating a guy that was...
We're not recommending this.
Okay. Well, I'm telling you, but I was given a blowjob after I ate a 12-inch Subway sandwich, chicken bacon ranch, and he shoved my head down on his dick, and he made me puke all over him, and he made me eat it off, and Spanish stuck in his dick.
He made you?
Yeah.
You didn't want to?
Why would I want to eat my puke?
What? I don't want to. Dude.
It was like 5 seconds after I ate my Arby's. My Subway.
No. Well,
I mean, see... Oh, there's a dick in my throat.
You didn't say that. I would say that that's a bad guy.
He was mean.
See, Max, this is part of what we've done to the world.
Now? Right.
I grew up in the 50s. There weren't girls like this around. There was Betty Page, but, you know.
Yeah.
But not girls next door like
she looked
this.
Good in a ball gag. Right.
Right?
Well, now it's on the internet. Everybody gets to see all these crazy things that people used to just do in dark corners or just fantasize about.
I have a testament.
Yes.
Okay,
so grab your testicle. Well, you don't have any, but you got to grab your pussy at least and testify. That's what all testament times, you'd grab your testicles and then you testify. And that's where we got the word testify, is from your testicles. Okay, but anyway, you don't have testicles, but you can grab your pussy and swear, or grab her pussy and say it, sister.
So, we all know how Susan Block has made all of my dreams come true.
Okay.
And now, I've been able to help Bonnie get her
talk in the microphone
to come true.
Okay.
And we went to Hustler, and she's going to be in Hustler.
Oh, we can announce it? Yeah?
Sure.
Yeah? Okay. Yeah. Baby Leighton is going to be an wrestler.
Yeah.
That's her dream in life. And she has tattoos, and Larry supposedly doesn't like tattoos, but I told her that once she walked in there, they were all just going to be in love, and they were. They even forgot to take pictures of her.
Right past the tattoos.
They all wanted pictures with her. They were just in a daze, but I get to write the article.
All right.
See?
Yeah.
I've been with her for over a week now, and it has been non-stop screaming, squirting, slutty, sleep.
Squirting. So you've
lots of squirting.
You've lots of squirting.
My room is covered in squirt.
Okay.
I like it.
You like it.
That's on the same floor as we are, right?
Yeah, it's
just another body fluid.
Yep. Wow. I had it all like blocked off so people wouldn't like contaminate it.
Mm. The squirt is, you saved it? Are you battling it?
Yeah, because
you're going to make a perfume now?
He's going to be like the next Marilyn Monroe. Like, she's going to be a superstar, so I figure I could make some money on something.
Are you going to squirt tonight? Of course. You're going to squirt.
Not on the show.
Not on the show. Well, because?
I haven't experienced it enough.
Oh, you need to. What does it take? What does it take to make you squirt?
You have 6 minutes.
Hey, I'm your manager. I'm your fighter.
Do it.
I don't need to say what it takes.
Layla's opening her up.
That's usually what it takes. Two fingers.
Wait, wait. And do you want to do this? We have to get consensuality here, okay? You can do it later.
Max and I are not involved in this, if you're listening.
She's okay. Pursing her lips like the guy that made her, you know, suck his cock until she threw up.
Yeah, she needs
full. Actually, last time when Bonnie was here, it took three different vibrators to make this girl come.
Oh, yeah.
It took the OG,
Susan, the Reverend, the Reverend is still on the line.
The Hitachi.
Susan.
Reverend, are you upset that there's a bunch of girls, like, playing with their pussies and tits while you're waiting on the line?
Oh, that sounds much more interesting.
I think there's a delay. Right. All right. So, Reverend.
Yeah, 5 minutes.
We've got just 5 more minutes. I think we're going to end with some kind of climax here. So we just want to say Happy New Year. Thanks for standing up for Max and being one of his fans. And he's out, and he's happy to be out for you and for all of us.
Awesome. And Happy New Year to all of
what?
He hung up.
He hung up on himself. You know,
he was so excited. You know, those religious people.
Sometimes people sit on the phone, you know, they get so excited.
Yeah.
All right. So, okay, so Bonnie is now doing what she wants to do, which is to take control of the Hitachi and play with Layla, who is wearing these fabulous striped panties that are now getting soaked with her juices, I suppose. So, where's the microphone? Microphone? Did Tasia ran off with the microphone? No, she didn't. It's right there. Can you kind of? Yes. Sure. Okay. All right. So. We have a request.
We need more audio.
You guys are
Layla.
Working out this whole thing here. I think we need to put the ball gag in her because she squeals louder when she's wearing the ball gag.
Audio.
Yeah, it makes her sing the Star Spangled Banner and stuff. There you go. Okay. Okay, so you're all tangled up in wires. And Tasia is affixing the ball gag to Layla as she leans against the adult play parlor toy basket, okay, which couldn't be very comfortable. Okay, we're going to put a big gorilla behind her instead. Okay, so here she is. She's got Bonnie's skirt on her shoulder. And
hello?
And she's got...
Okay. She's got a ooey in between her tits.
You could take the panties off since you're a Max hardcore girl. Why don't you do that? Can you get the panties off? There you go. Yeah! And wahoo! Okay, so Bonnie is getting her fingers inside of Layla. She is getting her whole fist inside of Layla, practically.
Four fingers,
excuse me. Whoa! All
right, Max, only 4 fingers.
And
our forefathers...
And Layla is pulling it in and out. Jesus, well, there's quite a lot of in and out going on here, that's for sure. And I don't think Max Hardcore ordered any of this, but here it is, just happening.
He's not even looking.
He's barely looking. No, I think he's tweeting now. But, oh, my goddess. Whoa. Bonnie is stepping right into the adult industry here. Yes. Mm. Okay.
All right, so...
So now they're just whispering to each other. Everything okay there, Layla?
Oh, yeah.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
Okay, you needed to give her a little instruction, I noticed. Uh-huh. Okay, that's good. You gave her the instruction. Is she taking good instruction
uh-huh.
there? Uh-huh, good. Okay. All right, and she's all the way in there. Wow. Mmm. Yeah, this is quite a climax to a show featuring our favorite POW, now free, Max Hardcore. And look, there's a bonobo here, see? Right here.
It's
having fun. Right, and a banana, right. We have the banana. Okay, we can put that between your boobs. Okay. And
Wow, she looks so hot. And her peace sign belt. Oh,
all
my God.
All of her grill. We're going to wear a grill in the Hustler.
She's and beautiful. A little bit of Pixie tattoo, you know, that, what is that, cherries?
Clovers.
Flowers. Whoa, and Bonnie's right in there. Bonnie's basically crawled up inside of Layla. She has inserted herself in a very, very clear way. Oh, my. Right in there.
Oh, she's squirming.
Whoa.
Put a leash on her.
Careful. I know she's a professional. Don't go too fast, I think. Okay. Whoa. And out we go. And whoa. Oh, my goddess. And she just got her nails done. All right.
That's the number one best way to get your nails done.
Just got her nails done in the soft kind of acrylic. Okay, so I think that was a performance, and I think, brothers and sisters, we should put our hands together and give it for Layla Rivera, Max Hardcore Girl Number One, and Annie Rayton. And Tasia.
And where can we find everybody?
Okay, we're about to do a little goodbye now. But we're still going to be here. We're going to have an after party where I think Bonnie's going to squirt. And after getting her hand just in places that, I don't think any man has ever gone.
Yeah.
Okay.
Present.
Here we go. Well, Miss Layla Rivera is just taking it off and putting on the ball gag. Yeah.
Let's get Max over there.
Mm. Max is right over here, keeping his distance.
And Layla's so cute. She wanted a happy meal when she got here.
Oh, she wanted a happy meal. Then she would be throwing up, I think, at this point. Wow. Oh, my goddess. Hot. So brothers and sisters. Whoa. Okay. Well, I guess. Yeah. To the act.
Look at those
brothers and sisters. He is performing for us.
Beautiful.
And Layla is going into the back bend. Okay, and now she's had to get her hair out of her face. But no hair around that dick. It is smooth silk. Okay.
I gotta try that one.
Okay. Yeah, you gotta try it. Yeah, because you're a gymnast, right? Right. That's a back bend.
Yeah.
Into
be easy
the cock sucking. Then you deep throat, it goes right down the larynx.
Oh, bends.
Whoa, look at that. The only thing is you can't do it with a ball gag on. But, you know, otherwise, she's got it going on. Yeah, she does. Wow. Layla is a pro. Okay, so maybe you could talk while you're getting her cock sucked there, sir? Okay.
I prefer.
How's she doing?
Oh, she's marvelous.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
I'm so happy.
Yeah, and you, the back bend cock sucking is really good.
Yeah, it really shows off how beautiful.
Yeah.
I love the.
And you have another position you want to get into there?
No,
that's it. That's it. The back bend cock sucking is it.
See, I guess when they saw this, when the postal inspector saw this,
the boobs are very accessible this way, huh? Mm.
Okay, all you guys.
All right. Well, the photographers are up here.
Yes.
Okay. Well, let's hear it for Max Hardcore and Layla Rivera, practicing the bonobo way of peace through pleasure. You know, this is how we keep the war done. This is how we...
Okay.
Okay, so we're going to say... Oh, okay.
Let's find out where everybody's... We can find everybody, except for Max and I. If you're looking for us, we're nowhere.
Yeah, right. I don't know if you guys want to be found, but let's hear it for Max Hardcore. Finding you so that you can get more followers because you're just kind of starting out there on Twitter at MaxHardcore100. Right, okay.
Right.
So thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you. It's it's really great to be here. It's really my pleasure, and I'm so happy to do this show once I got out. I was hoping to do it.
You were?
Yes, I was. I was really looking forward to it.
Yeah. Well, you're here with...
We've got some great fans, and people out there that listen to this show are obviously intelligent and open-minded.
And perverted. Obviously, very perverted.
And they're on my team.
Yeah, exactly. And we're so glad that we got Max and Max together tonight. We know that you looked at his magazines when you were young.
I'd like to see. Yeah, I did. He's a hero of mine. Max is a hero of mine. And I've got my entire catalog up at my website, maxhardcoretv.com.
Okay.
Yeah, now don't go to the Fed one. The Feds still have the other one. That, you know.
Yeah, they confiscated it.
Yeah. I tell you,
I got
an exit banner. It says, my previous site was maxhardcore.com. Now it's maxhardcoretv.com. And the old one has a banner on it that says, forfeited by the FBI.
Now, let me ask you a question, Max.
The World Department of Justice. I'm very proud of that.
Who's paying
some banner on their website? But me.
Who's paying for it? America. Is it the feds that are still paying for that? Or?
Yeah.
Wow.
There you go, baby.
Now you win some, you lose some, and sometimes you get paid back. Okay. So
still a winner.
I guess that Layla can't announce her website because she's...
You can find her at maxhardcoretv.com.
Oh, okay. She doesn't get one of her own, then. Aww. You should get
one. She had one of her own. They took that, too.
Oh, they took hers.
Yeah, wow. I haven't been able to get back in there and rebuild it yet, but we're working on it.
Okay. All right, and we find Bonnie Rotten at Twitter on The Bonnie Rotten. Do you have a website yet? Not yet.
BonnieRotten.com will be up in about a month.
Oh. Woo! Yeah. And look for her in Hustler. Hustler.
Hustler.
Okay. All right, and okay. So, yes, brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, let's all continue this energy. Let's support each other. Let's fight for freedom of speech with love and not war. And let's, support our brothers and sisters who are struggling, who are at the front lines. I mean, maybe we like what they do. Maybe we're fans. And then it's, of course, easy to support. But it's when you're not a fan, you know, when maybe they're doing something that doesn't turn you on, but you know that
you need to have sex with them like the bonobos instead
something
of killing
like
them.
Right. That you need to have sex with them instead. Have sex with your enemies
if you don't
instead
like
of throwing them into jail. Right. Okay.
Fuck them in the ass.
Do it your way. Right. I still want to find out about the sex in jail, though. Do you believe him that he didn't have any sex
you
in jail?
You didn't? Yeah, right. Are you serious?
No sex in jail?
Come on, tell us.
Well, I have a problem with the guy, this guy down here.
Yeah. Oh, it's sex.
Oh, yeah, right.
And where did you masturbate?
I'm sorry, what?
Did you... How did... sex in prison.
In jail. Were you a bitch or
Were you the giver or the receiver?
Oh, wait, I'm getting answered questions by three different ways by three people here.
We just want to know, giver or receiver?
What?
In prison.
Oh, no, there's no hanky panky.
No, there's
going
no
on.
They
all
want you to.
That's just the story.
But maybe it is much more sterilized now than it used to be.
Well, we're in an open dorm. I mean, you know.
And they had you working like slaves.
Oh, I like to work, so I had no problem with that. It gave me something to do.
You made license plate?
Yeah.
Really? Dirty one?
So I fixed. Yeah. No, I fixed that. I was a handyman.
Yeah. Anyway, brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, we're going to have our party soon, so I want you to make like bonobos, not baboons, make love, not war, make love to someone you love tonight, even if that someone is you. Even if you need a Max Hardcore movie to get off to, you know, whatever it takes, honey, make love to yourself. I love you. Okay, so now we're going to do... Wait, where are you going? Don't go
you
anywhere.
Can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Bloch, your mistress of the airwaves. But my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Bloch Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.